Not even really sure where to begin. I don't think Clown World even accurately describes it. It baffles me that people are so completely unable to see the things right in front of them. Right, there's that quote we've all heard from some Nazi about how he said that the bigger the lie, the more likely people are to believe it. I mean, global warming. I like literally Hitler. I cannot believe it is 2020 and people still believe in global warming. This lie has been going on for 50 fucking years. Okay? And now we got the fucking Wuhan hoax. There are not millions of people dying. There is no pandemic. It's not a thing. All you have to do is look around and you can see it's not happening. And yet people continue to just blindly believe that they're gonna die at any fucking moment. And it's a superstition. There is no evidence for this. None. You people are stupid. And you deserve to die. 13-month-old baby. The problem is you're not dying. Broke the looking glass. And the stupid people continue to breed. And we continue to subsidize the breeding of the inferior people. And we can't figure out why things are getting worse. And then just when you think things can't get any more bizarre, they get more bizarre. Put some magic cloth over your face, boys and girls. Yeah, yeah, make everybody else do shit to make you happy. But my feels... But my virus. You don't want to save me. But my Wuhan. Sad is my song. Oh, you can't call it Wuhan. That's racist. That's racist. You don't understand. Can you stop it? All right, I gotta try not to tangent. I wanna plow through this as fast as possible because there's a hell of a lot to cover. And I have this fantasy that'll fit in one podcast, but probably not. Here we go. CSU quarantines 900 students after wastewater monitoring detects Wuhan in two dorms. The Fort Collins campus urges students not to leave or go home because they could spread the virus. Okay, so CSU, Colorado State University, they actually have people who are going down into the sewer and scooping up sewage and taking it and testing it for Wuhan virus. Now remember, the Wuhan is primarily killing old people. You know, as the CDC told us, people who have 2.6 pre-existing conditions, right? The danger of Wuhan virus to college-age kids is virtually non-existent. And that's why college-age kids need to be terrified into submission, because they're not in danger of dying from the virus and they know it. And so we are now seeing here in the People's Republic of Colorado, here in Colorado, there is an all-out propaganda effort to convince the Zoomers that they're about to die from Wuhan. And the thing I got to keep in mind, that's part of why I'm doing this, is of course, thankfully, shockingly, because I was one who predicted the federal government would create some bureau or agency to deal with this, you know, shockingly enough, the federal government has mostly left the states alone to deal with the Wuhan pandemic, which is fake, on their own. So I saw somewhere in the news, well, in the news, probably on Twitter, I saw somewhere the governor of Florida had said that there weren't going to be any more lockdowns or something, so whatever. You know, but anyway, the point is, each state, thankfully, is being allowed to deal with it in their own way, which means there are some zones of freedom. For those of you not in Colorado, which is most of you, let me tell you, Colorado is not a freedom zone. Holy shit. My efforts to get the fuck out of the state of Colorado have been renewed after the things that we're going to talk about today. I've realized I've got to get the fuck out of here because this place is going completely fucking insane. Insane. Nearly 1,000 students living in two dormitories at CSU have been quarantined after wastewater monitoring revealed a, quote, significantly high level, unquote. Okay, that's not a number. Of Wuhan within those campus residences. 500 students living in Braden Hall and 400 in Summit Hall are under a mandatory quarantine of unspecified length. Meaning students are not allowed to leave their residence halls for any reason. They are not allowed to leave their residence halls for any reason. We don't even have in here the you can go to the grocery store to buy food and you can go to a doctor appointment. Okay? They are literally Hitler, not allowed to leave their residence halls for any reason. Hey, conservative parents, conservative fathers, keep sending your kids to college. CSU has confirmed 304 cases of the new coronavirus, otherwise known as Wuhan, on the Fort Collins campus since June, according to its tracking dashboard. Oh my God, since June, 304 people have gotten a virus. How many have been hospitalized? Zero. How many have died? Zero. But we've had 304 cases. Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment currently reports active outbreaks at Greek houses, including Chi Omega, Kappa Sigma, and Gamma Phi Beta. This is Kappa Sigma's second outbreak. Outbreaks at colleges and universities have been driving an uptick in Colorado's Wuhan cases, public health officials report. It's not actually happening. They're just, see, this is the scare part. Well, outbreaks at colleges and universities are driving an uptick. There's an uptick in our Wuhan cases. Colorado College in Colorado Springs was the first in the state to send students home and go online after quarantining dorms. 130 students at Denver's Regis University remain under quarantine following an increase in cases on that campus. Who cares? And the University of Colorado Boulder, with more than 1,300 confirmed or probable. See, now we're counting probable cases of Wuhan. Not deaths, not hospitalizations, 1,300 confirmed or probable Wuhan cases among students. This week moved to online instruction for 2 weeks and was declared the largest outbreak in the state. little attention whoring there, huh, CU Boulder? CU Boulder also first sounded the alarm about the virus in its dorms after it was detected through wastewater monitoring. Quote, the quarantine will be in place at CSU until all positive cases and close contacts in the residence halls have been identified and the wastewater results return to normal. Determining all of the positives in your hall will take some time. You should expect to be on quarantine for a period of time that will allow us to identify those students who have Wuhan and their close contacts. The amount of time you are required to be on quarantine will depend on several factors, but we are committed to minimizing the impact of this order as much as possible. Unquote. We live in a world where an entire building full of people who are young and healthy for the most part, like 500 people, can be locked into a building, metaphorically locked. We'll talk about that in a minute. 500 people can be metaphorically locked into a building because somebody tested the sewage coming out of the building and decided that there was a virus in the sewage. That's where we are. The message urges students not to go home or stay somewhere else to avoid the quarantine, noting that doing so could expose them or others to the highly contagious respiratory illness. However, staying in this building with other people that have this, quote, highly contagious respiratory illness, unquote, will not expose you to a highly contagious respiratory illness. See, don't leave the quarantine and go stay with someone else because you might get Wuhan from someone else. So stay here in the building where we're telling you there's a bunch of Wuhan and we're all going to die. Quarantine students may visit the Braden Hall dining facility within the building during certain times, and Summit Hall residents can pick up their meals at a tent outside their building during allotted times listed in the email. Students may, you're allowed, you may also order takeout food if contactless delivery is an option. See, this is freedom, guys. This, remember, this is why those fucking camel fuckers flew those airplanes into the World Trade Center, because they hate us for our freedom. See, this is freedom. You have permission from the university, whom you're paying $20,000 or $30,000 a year to get a education. You have permission from the university to order food from a restaurant as long as you don't actually see the person bringing the food to you. I'm wondering if the Zoomers are ever going to wake the fuck up and start shooting the old people. Like, do you Zoomers... And see, here's what I think is going on behind all of this that we're talking about here. The Zoomers are obviously not getting sick and they're not dying. The Wuhan hoax, well, the Wuhan hoax isn't killing anyone because it's not killing anyone. But you can fabricate all these deaths among old people and blame them on the Wuhan, right? The 2.6 pre-existing conditions. Thank you, CDC. But we can still blame that on Wuhan. There's not enough college-age people dying in ways that can be blamed on Wuhan to frighten the college kids. And so the college kids are trying to go on about their lives because they're not terrified like the boomers are. And all of this is an attempt by the boomers and the state to scare the college kids into thinking that they're going to drop dead at any moment from the Wuhan. Because the last thing you want anyone to do while you're lying to them and manipulating them is to figure out that you're lying to them and manipulating them. Wuhan testing tents are being prepared outside both dorms. The university said a negative test does not free a student from quarantine, and that the public health officials will contact students to formally release them from quarantine. Students who repeatedly test negative may be released. If you repeatedly test negative, you may be released under the guidance of public health officials, the university said. Students who test positive will be moved to another location for isolation. Impacted students should inform their professors that they are among the 900 quarantine students on campus to receive further academic instruction. Because, you know, the university isn't going to contact your teachers for you. You have to do that. The communication also noted quarantine, blah, 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 mental health, listed count. Okay, anyway, and we'll get to that in a minute. Okay. Now, by the time you hear this podcast, this is going to come out on Monday, like weeks later. I need dates here. So this is, of course, I don't have that in front of me. What the fuck is today? Okay, so the 25th. All right, got it. So this happened the week that includes Friday, the 25th of September. So, and that's on Friday, the 25th of September. I had this information from Alice, my friend Alice, who works at CSU. She knows people in the biology department. So here's what happened on Friday, the 25th. Friday, the 25th, the people who work in the biology department got an email saying, hey, we need volunteers for Saturday and Sunday to do the nose swabbing of the people in these residence halls so we can test them for Wuhan. And if we don't get enough people to volunteer, the people who do volunteer will just have to stay there all day and do it until it's done. So the university has quarantined these people and is now looking for volunteers. CSU, that charges people, you know, $20,000 or $30,000 a year, whatever it is looking for volunteers from the biology department to stick swabs up people's noses so you're not being tested by a medical professional. You're not being tested by someone who knows what they're doing. You're being tested. You're having a fucking swab shoved up your nose by someone who is so stupid they didn't know better than to fucking volunteer to work for free for a college university, exposing themselves to people who supposedly have a highly contagious respiratory disease that kills people. Like, I'm serious. What level of intelligence do you need to possess? How low must that intelligence level be for you to get an email that says, hey, we would like you to volunteer, and we're giving you less than 24 hours notice. Volunteer to spend your weekend in close contact with people who have a disease, sticking a fucking swab up their noses. So the testing did get done, and I saw Alice yesterday being Tuesday, what the hell was yesterday? Give me a second here. Is it? Oh my God. Wow, today's already the 30th. This month is over. So on the 29th of September, I talked to Alice. She said the test results are not back yet. She also said, because she knows people who, you know, blah, blah, blah. So there's this thing you write about students are urging students not to go home or stay somewhere else. Well, apparently students are just fucking bailing and leaving the dorms because it's not like anyone is actually standing there guarding it to make sure no one comes or goes. So to the students who are leaving the dorms after you've been put in quarantine, I mean, good for you. At least some of you have some fucking balls. And that brings up the next question. I mean, I could see if you have nowhere to go. But once again, let's pretend that the Wuhan virus is actually a thing and it's actually contagious and it actually kills people. And well, not only just old sick people with diabetes who are overweight and have heart attacks, but to kill young, healthy people. Let's pretend for the moment the Wuhan virus will actually kill young, healthy people. And then someone tells you, hey, you have to stay inside this building with these 400 other people because we think some people in here have this virus that kills people. Are you going to fucking stay there? Only if you're an idiot. All right. Here is the quarantine message sent to Braden and Summit Hall students. Following message was sent to residents, students, the evening of September 24th. There you go. So this is when the quarantine started, September 24th. Dear student. Dear host for the parasite known as the college education system. Dear student, as you know, the university has been testing wastewater for, and Alice told me too, like there are literally two people. The university has two graduate students who are physically climbing down into the sewers with their little jar and collecting samples. Like all of this hinges on two underpaid grad students doing some testing that's probably sketchy to begin with. As you know, the university has been testing wastewater for signs of Wuhan at specific locations that are tied to residence halls. We have detected a significantly high level of Wuhan in the wastewater from Brighton Hall and Summit Hall. These levels are many times higher than the others, and the others we have detected on campus in past samples and indicate that a number of students in your hall are likely positive for Wuhan. They're likely, but these are possible cases. It's possible. Because of this, we are placing the entire residence hall into mandatory quarantine. This means you should not leave your residence hall for any reason, beginning immediately. The quarantine will be in place until all positive cases and close contacts in the residence halls have been identified and the wastewater results return to normal. For the health of your friends, family, fellow students, and coworkers, do not go home or leave the hall to stay somewhere else. Doing so could expose them or others to Wuhan. So if you have a job, I mean, wait, so yeah, you don't need to go to work anymore. You're not essential or anything. Fuck your job. Fuck your money. You don't need money. We understand that this hall was in the process of completing mandatory testing. Do not, in capital letters, go to the Lori State Student Center for Wuhan testing, even if you have signed up for testing tomorrow. Leaving your room or hall puts others at risk and will spread Wuhan to others in our community and through other communities as well. Leaving your room will spread Wuhan to others in our community and through other communities as well. What other fucking communities are there around here? Our community and other communities. You should not leave your residence hall room, except for limited circumstances, such as to pick up a meal, as outlined below, or get tested at the tent outside of your residence hall, also outlined below. Protocol for hall floors remains the same, and residents should not visit residents on floors other than their own. Okay, you're not allowed. Guys, come on! Come on! Come on! I mean, how fucking dystopia can we fucking get? When you're not allowed to go visit somebody on a different floor of your building. Do you people realize that the HVAC system in this building is just sucking the air in, blowing it around, and blasting it? Everybody is breathing the same fucking air. Do you people not understand how HVAC works?
Well, great one. They could have...
They could have an HVAC system that sucks in fresh air from the outside and doesn't recirculate the air the inside and everything. But I'm pretty fucking sure CSU didn't spend money on that kind of system. They are... You can't go to a different floor in the building that you're quarantined in to visit another person. Now, once again, how do they know? It's not like there's anybody in there. It's like there's guards walking the floors, because if someone went in, well, the building's under quarantine. You couldn't come out, could you? But I mean, what the fuck? This is what college has turned into. And this is, again, thank God it's different state by state. This is why I'm getting out of Colorado, because this isn't going away. Not this. My God, these people here are just in love with the whole pandemic lifestyle. It's terrifying. I don't even know how to describe it to you, but Colorado is never coming out of this. Guests from outside the building should not visit either Braden or Summit, including in the lobbies. Packages will continue to be delivered. Both Braden and Summit Halls are being placed under mandatory quarantine due to these high wastewater signals. We will notify all instructors of this quarantine. In light of privacy concerns, we are not providing instructors with the names of students who are impacted. Because that's a privacy concern. We don't want to violate your privacy by telling your instructor that we are forcing you to stay inside your residence hall. So instead, you have to do it. Because if you do it, it's okay. But if we do it for you, it's not okay, I guess. You're listening to a totalitarian organization like Colorado State University talk about privacy concerns is hilarious. You should communicate directly with your instructors, informing them you live in a residence hall that is under mandatory quarantine, and make arrangements for online learning. You are required to comply with this directive as provided by the university's Wuhan policy. Then it has a link to the Wuhan policy. Food, cleaning, Title IX, and maintenance issues. Title IX. We got to get some Title IX in here. Beginning with breakfast tomorrow morning, you will not order meals online through myramcard.colostate.edu. Instead, visit blah, 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 located tent. Here's your time, so you can get food from 7 to 10, 11 to 2, and 4 to 7. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You may order food from restaurants, other delivery services if they provide contactless delivery. Public spaces will be frequently disinfected. Housing and dining facilities will not clean bathrooms during this time. So your bathroom is not going to get cleaned because you're not going to clean it. You don't have cleaning materials. Why would you have cleaning materials if your bathroom is normally cleaned by housing and dining facilities? Urgent maintenance and Title IX issues will continue to be addressed, however. Non-urgent matters will be scheduled and addressed at a later date. Hold it. Now, am I confused? Probably. Give me 1 second here. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Oh, fuck off, Wikipedia. Wikipedia wants money. Of course they do. Alright, yeah, so Title IX is this fucking civil rights or whatever. What does that have to do with anything? Never mind, we know why that has to do with something. Because everything is racist. Everything is sexist. Fucking Christ. Alright, we gotta keep going. We got a lot of shit to cover still. Next steps and testing this weekend. The testing for which they needed volunteers to stick a swab up your nose. Because what could go wrong with someone sticking an object up your nose, right? I would let some fucking volunteer stick an object up my nose. We know this message may be upsetting and that being on quarantine is not easy. I didn't know you could be on quarantine. I thought you could be in quarantine, but I didn't know you could be on quarantine. We know this message may be upsetting and that being on quarantine is not easy. We want you to know that we are committed to helping you through this time. The pandemic preparedness team is setting up tents for testing outside your residence hall on Saturday. Testing will be mandatory. My body, my choice. More information about testing this weekend will be sent to you via your CSU email as soon as testing is arranged. Even if you were tested already this week at the Lori Student Center, you may be required to test again this weekend. We will notify everyone of their test results within 48 hours. Well, according to what I heard, that didn't happen. Our public health office will trace close contacts of any students who are positive. We will monitor everyone you have had contact with, comrade. You will be asked to test again in several days. This is because wastewater signals a Wuhan infection before nasal swab test may reflect a positive. In fact, nasal swabs sometimes do not show infection for up to a week. Oh, you mean the test isn't really very effective, which is what I've been saying from day one, but of course, I'm a conspiracy theorist. See, this is what baffles me, is how conspiracy theory. There's no conspiracy theory. You can look around you and you can see that there are not millions of people dying. The conspiracy here is the conspiracy part where you people are believing in something that isn't real. The Wuhan pandemic. A negative test does not release you from quarantine. Public health officials will contact you to release you from quarantine. Determining all of the positives in your hall will take some time. You should expect to be on quarantine for a period of time that will allow us to identify those students who have Wuhan and their close contacts. The amount of time you are required to be on quarantine will depend upon several factors, but we are committed to minimizing the impact of this order as much as possible. Students who test positive will be moved to another location for isolation for a period of time that follows the Center for Disease Control protocol. Students who repeatedly test negative may be released from quarantine on a timeline recommended by public health officials. You know, the same officials who think that it's a pandemic and that millions of people are dying. Right, that's who I would want to entrust my freedom to. Depending upon all factors related to Wuhan presence in your hall, including wastewater results after students who test positive are moved from the hall. Students who are close contacts will be in quarantine for a period of time that follows CDC protocol. A close contact is defined as anyone who is within 6 feet of someone who has Wuhan for at least 15 minutes. This graphic explains how quarantine and isolation work and how long they last, and there's a link to a CDC stuff. This explains contact tracing, and there's a link to some other stuff. You should continue to report any symptoms through the daily symptom checker. We will provide, there's a daily symptom checker. If you're a college student, you have to check your symptoms daily and get on the internet and report your symptoms daily. It's beyond my ability to comprehend living in this sort of what do you even call it? System. I mean, like when I was 18 years old, I mean, I thought the military was a controlling system. When I went into the United States Army at 18, I mean, this. Holy shit. I had more freedom in boot camp than these fucking college kids have. And I was getting paid to go to boot camp. A bunch of blah, blah, blah. Please know that your health and well-being is our absolute top priority. No, getting their money is your top priority. All right. Now we got the kids at Colorado State University scared. But you see, the thing about Colorado, we got Denver, we got Fort Collins, and we got CSU, and they all do wacky, crazy things. But we have something here in the state of Colorado that you don't have anywhere else in the world. It's unique. And there's places, you know, you're going to say there's places like it or similar, but it's unique in its own special way. And that place, my friends, is Boulder. Because you see, There's big football rivalry, you know, back when you could play football. So there's apparently CSU has announced the football season's going to go forward, but apparently there was some kind of Wuhan epidemic in the football team, which of course, yes, how many of those football players went to the hospital? Zero. How many died? Zero. And then on top of that, and I may have to do this on an upcoming episode because I started looking at it and I was laughing my ass off. Of course, some stupid bitch accused somebody who went to a football game of sexually harassing her. And you know the script. You know the entire script. So Fort Collins, Colorado State University, and Boulder, Colorado University have big football rivalry. Every year they play football. Most of the time CU kicks CSU's ass. But there's the rivalry between the two places, Fort Collins and Boulder, to see who can be the most left-wing statist stupid. And trust me, Boulder wins. Fort Collins gives them a run for the money. Oh, we give them a run for the money. But Boulder, they always come out on top. Boulder County targets CU's Wuhan surge. They have a surge in Wuhan. With ban, because that's how governments respond to everything, right? That's how everybody, this is not university, this is not CU doing Boulder County. This is not even the city of Boulder. This is Boulder County government. How do governments deal with things? Well, they make them illegal because that's the only tool they have. That's the only thing they understand. Boulder County targets CU's Wuhan surge with a ban on gatherings. Stay-at-home order for 36 properties. Public health order goes into effect at 4 p.m. Thursday, lasts for 2 weeks. Public health leaders stepped up measures. That's what they call it now. We don't call it totalitarianism. We don't call it taking away people's freedom. We don't call it infringing on people's civil rights. We call it stepping up. Stepped up measures to combat the Wuhan surge at the University of Colorado on Thursday, barring all gatherings of college-aged people in Boulder and placing 3 dozen specific properties, largely Greek houses, under a stay-at-home order. New public health order came a day after the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment listed the CU Boulder community as the largest Wuhan outbreak in the state since the pandemic began. I can't read. Outbreaks among college-age Coloradoans have been driving an increase in Wuhan cases in the state, though hospitalizations so far have remained stable, as younger people are at less risk for severe complications. Really? Hospitalizations haven't gone up. Shocking. Cases are now rising across all age groups, though. No, they're not. You're just testing more people. Health officials in Denver on Thursday also announced new restrictions aimed at curbing the spread of Wuhan among college students, requiring universities to screen students, faculty, staff, vendors, and other guests daily, and bar anyone experiencing symptoms. In Boulder County, there have been 1,392 confirmed or probable Wuhan cases among CU Boulder students age 18 to 22 since fall semester began on August 24th, representing 78% of all new Wuhan infections countywide during that time period. Okay, so guys, let's think about this. This is really complicated. Let's figure out how this supposed spike actually took place. So you got all these college kids that are not at college. They're off somewhere. They're doing their shit. They're living their lives. They're not getting tested. They come to college. They're all in one place. The college forces them to get tested. Shockingly enough, some of them have this virus in their body because lots of people have virus in their body. But not only are they not dead, not only are they not in the hospital, they're not even experiencing any symptoms from having the virus in their body because they're young and they're healthy and they have an immune system. And the fucking government goes, oh my God, look, it's a spike. It's not a spike. You just brought all these people from around the state and other states to one place, and then you tested all of them at the same time. Had you tested all these people 1 month ago when they were spread across the country, there would have been no spike. This is all fabricated. This is manufactured. This is a fucking hoax. And the fact that people cannot look at this and figure out what I just said, that they really think that there's, oh my God, we're dying. There's a spike. There's not a spike. You people are fucking pathetic. This is why I have to get the fuck out of Colorado. I have finally accepted in my heart of hearts that I've got to get the fuck out of here. Because this is going to get worse. As I'm looking around for jobs and stuff, I'm seeing like all over Colorado, people are hiring people, you know, whatever, a Wuhan pandemic planner or Wuhan pandemic this or Wuhan pandemic that. The governments, the state government, the county governments, the city governments, they're all creating all of these positions and job descriptions that revolve around Wuhan. Okay? Well, those jobs aren't going to go away when the Wuhan pandemic ends. That means the Wuhan pandemic can't end. It's going to perpetuate forever because the governments are creating all of these jobs that revolve around and are entirely dependent upon the existence of the Wuhan pandemic. Therefore, the Wuhan, right? It's just like public schools, okay? Public schools aren't going away as much as you think they are. Because notice, this is college students were. Now, people under 18, well, those are fucking public school K through 12. Well, no, we're not going to do anything to them because we've got to protect the jobs of the teachers. Okay? Public school isn't going away. You know, you can fantasize all you want like Scott Adams and everyone else. Oh, I think the Wuhan pandemic might bring an end to the public school system. No, it's not. Because the public school system is not there for the children. It's there for the teachers. And the teachers ain't going nowhere. And you can hear me beating on my fist like Tommy Loren. It's the same thing with this. We're creating all of these jobs that revolve. We are creating all of these jobs that revolve around the Wuhan pandemic. The Wuhan pandemic's not going anywhere. Not in the state of Colorado. This is here forever. This is it. From here on, Colorado, what do you got? We got the Denver Broncos. We got marijuana. We got breweries and we got Wuhan. Wuhan forever. It's fucking Wuhan all the way down. The Wuhan pandemic is not leaving this state ever. That's why if you are in Colorado, you have any fucking brains whatsoever, start getting the fuck out. Because right now, sure, they're quarantining college students in dorms. Well, guess what? That's going to expand. Let's get back to Boulder. Quote, we must take stronger action to stop the spread of this virus in our community. We have researched the actions we can take that would be effective while minimizing the burden on those who have not been the source of increased transmission. We believe this strategy can achieve both goals, unquote, said Boulder County Public Health Director Jeff Zaka. Zayak, whoever the fuck you say his name. I don't know. Now, hold on. Because I want to read. I want to read a lot. Good God, there's so many pages here. Where am I on time? There's that. All right. Gatherings of any size within the city of Boulder among anyone 18 to 22 years old are prohibited. Gatherings of any size within the city of Boulder among anyone 18 to 22 years old are prohibited. Residents 36 identified properties must stay home except for essential activities. All CU students must monitor and report their Wuhan symptoms. Follow testing, isolation, and quarantine rules and cooperate with contact tracing. The order prohibits 18 to 22-year-olds from gathering in groups of any size. Wait, the order prohibiting 18 to 22-year-olds from gathering in groups of any size applies both indoors and outdoors, even in CU's dorms. Zayak said that even with a suggested self-quarantine for all CU students in place and a switch to remote learning, officials are still seeing student gatherings. So that's my point. See, the Zoomers, they don't give a shit about some boomer telling them you can't hang out with your friends. And I applaud the Zoomers that have the balls to stand up to this shit and just, you know, again, the Zoomers that just left the fucking quarantine dorms at CSU and went home. Good for you. Guys, don't go back. If you go back to the university, you're stupid. You were smart when you left. If you go back, you're a dumbass. Officials are still seeing student gatherings, so the order is intended to address that while acknowledging that most students already are being responsible and following guidelines. So most students are following the guidelines, but there's a few who aren't. So we're going to punish everybody by telling them they cannot gather with other people at all. That's exactly how I feel. My brain is just going, ah! All right, well, apparently there's going to be a part two because there's a lot more material to cover. Devil's out.